Inconsistent.
Welcome to
Otra vez.
I didn't get to finish watching it. I watched maybe the first hour and a half.
Okay,
it's 2 hours long, so I missed the last little.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
The mayor. Oh, you
stopped? The mayor race. Yeah, no, we're good.
We're good, all right. So, right away, okay, first impressions. Zohar Mandani knows he's going to be mayor. Okay. Siwa is an old man yelling at the moon. Okay. Cuomo knows he's done. You know what I'm saying? Cuomo knows he's done. I really like Siwa. Okay. But he comes off as an old man.
Why do you like Siwa?
Because I like what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? He's like, there's too much crime. He's like, you get rid of the crime, then people don't want to leave the city. They enjoy the city. But you got to get rid of that crime. You can't be soft on crime. You got to get rid of that crap. You get rid of the crime, people want to stay, live here. Businesses are more willing to be here. There's a corner on 125th and Lexington Avenue, right? This is Spanish Harlem or Harlem, like literally the freaking border, right? Because the border is really where the train's at. There used to be a pharmacy, like a Rite Aid or something, like the Duane Reade, I can't remember what it was. Then across the street from that was a McDonald's. Then there was an old school pizzeria there for generations, right? There was a sign, 75 years or whatever.
That's where the train stop is too, right?
Yeah. All three, well, then there was another corner that was like under construction forever, God knows. Whoever bought that property and looked around was like, damn, we're not going to build nothing here. All those corners are out of business. Okay, closed up shop, boarded up, done. In fact, one of them, they're knocking the building down. So many people walk through there. Thousands of people walk through there. To me, I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for a business to make money.
There's so many people. In other words, none of those businesses should have gotten out.
They should have never gotten out.
Not with the foot traffic.
There was a Dunkin' Donuts right up the block a little bit, and they moved further down.
Away
from everybody, yeah. They didn't close down completely. They closed down that shop, but they opened up a little bit further down, away from everybody.
Okay.
But I look at it, I'm like, the reason why these businesses don't want to be here and can't stay open is because of the crime. That's all it is. There's so much bullshit in this little corner. All the businesses within the area are going out of business. You know what I'm saying? But it's a perfect place for a business because there's so many people.
Right.
So much foot traffic, so much car traffic. If you opened up a bodega on the corner, you'll be rich. Guaranteed.
So you like Sliwell, but he gives you the old school viejito.
No, you know what it is? They'll ask him a question. Oh, this is a good one. They asked him, the first question was like, if a year into you being mayor, what's the headline? The newspaper, what is it going to say? And then Sliwell goes off on this tangent. And they're like, sir, what's the headline? Just because he's like, remember, it's just a headline. He's like, Siwa doesn't wear his, stupid hat. He's the this, he's the that. They're like, that's a long title. But he won't stop. He keeps going and going and going. And then there's another part where they're like, what's your favorite president? The modern day president.
Yes. You know,
this guy answers this. Siwa's like, I like Pataki. They're like, sir, that was the governor.
Mr. Siwa, a man that ended up being loved by Democrats and Republicans alike. The greatest governor we've ever had in my lifetime, George Pataki. 3 terms, no chaos, no corruption.
Oh. I was asking.
And he actually beat
president.
The better
president,
modern day U.S. president.
Who's the best modern president in our lifetime?
We're asking for the president. So he's like an old man. You know what I'm saying?
Or he's about the city. He's about here.
Yeah, you know. But that's okay. I feel like in a sense where it's kind of like. As long as you have a plan and you like, because he says one thing, he goes, I'm not the smartest man. He goes, I'm going to hire people that are good at these positions.
The way it should be.
I'm not making every decision. I'm putting the best people that I trust. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, if you could do that, that's already way better than what we got going on here. Because no matter who's going to be mayor, they're all like, I'm the king. I make all the decisions.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're one guy making a decision.
Too many.
There's no way you're going to make the right decision every time.
Not the way it works in the corporate world either.
Yeah. You know, exactly. You got a group of guys sitting around a table, all with different expertise. You guys negotiate.
What does this department have?
What you got? Okay, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously you need your main guy to really hit the hammer and be like,
yeah, I get the final say, but you guys have to come up with
something. Yeah, like, we got to come up with something. Yeah, pitch it to me. Let's go.
What you got?
And he said, we'll do that. But the other two candidates are like, I'll do this, I'll do that.
So if you had a vote right now, who would it be? Because it's ranked choice voting, right? Too?
Yeah, I think I'm going to put...
It sucks because I'll answer it first. I would want to put Sliwa first.
Yeah.
And then... And I think more people are going to vote like this than anything else. For the independents, the people in the middle, I think I'm speaking for. I think that...
They're going to write in Giuliani.
They're going to write in... They're going to put Sliwa and Giuliani as... Giuliani. And you got me there. They're going to put Sliwa and then this Bobo next.
Cuomo. Yeah.
And then not even mention this guy. Well, it'll be like that.
The thing is with this guy is that... Oh, there's another thing.
This is why Zoran is going to win. Because of my that mentality I just depicted, in my opinion, this is why Zoran is going to win.
There's another thing, too. That is interesting. You watch the debates. Cuomo talks like, I've been going through this. I've been through these debates. This is nothing. I do this every day, baby. Slee was coming off as, I'm telling you what I'm thinking right now. Right? Mandani's like, oh, I have a perfect speech that I wrote for this. Let me say it in a certain way. He's looking at the camera. He brought back this thing.
His smiling. His smile after every time he delivered his speech, his smile was just annoying. And then he had like his mustache was a little bit off on one side. It gave me a little Hitler vibes. I don't know if it was annoying.
Well, that's probably why Sliwa kept bringing up the Jews. He was like, you're going to protect the Jews or kill them.
Sliwa is the guy that I feel like has the most heart when it comes to the city. He has the heart of the city. He is the city. He's that guy you saw on the train. He's that annoying guy that you're not sure if he's racist or not, but he's 100% about, you know, doing right.
Like, yeah.
You know, if some shit is going down, he'd probably be the white guy that shows up.
Yeah. And then he's, you know, it's funny because he asks him, they're like, if you couldn't take the train, how are you going to get around? Yellow cab? He's like, they tried to kill me in a yellow cab. So I'm not doing that.
Probably an Uber.
Yeah.
And then I saw a
sub. My daddy's like, I ride a bike. And I was like,
yay. Fuck. It's true. There was a subreddit that asked, yo, so what did you guys think about the debates? The top freaking comment was, apparently there's not enough parades. I don't know if you saw that part.
Oh, yeah.
The parades part?
That was another too. He goes, they were like, this is another one of Sewell's things. They're like, if you had to add a parade, you know what you do?
Apparently we need more parades.
Yeah. And then everybody was like, well, the other two candidates were basically saying, oh, we have great parades. No problem. I wouldn't, you know, whatever. And then Sliwa was like, we need the parades in New York City. They're the best thing. And they're like, sir, that wasn't the question. Just settle down. Just answer the question. So, see, that's one thing about Sliwa. Again, an old man yelling, you know, what he's thinking about at the time.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? It's going to be because these two, I hate to say it, but if Sliwa wasn't there, Cuomo had a chance.
Think so?
Yeah. I think Cuomo would have had a chance.
But I think Mandani's going to win. Unfortunately,
I said and a chance, not
I don't think
not that he was gonna win.
I don't like, not, you know, after listening to some of this debate specifically, I don't like his ideas. I don't think he's thought this through. He's thinking like, this is the way he's thinking. He's thinking the mentality like, if somebody said, "Ooh, if I won the lottery, what would I do?"
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of way he's thinking.
Irrational.
It just like, oh my God, I will buy this, I will buy that. He's thinking like that.
He's thinking like, what do people want to hear right now?
Yeah. Slee was like, listen, we can't fuck around. They asked him like, oh, what are you going to, something about working with Trump. And then he's like,
oh, great,
well, the
question.
Train line, fuck that train line. We don't need that train line. What we need is that tunnel because it's going to bring traffic, da da da. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, sir, we're talking about Trump. But he said that and I'm like, yeah, who cares about the stupid three stops? That if they build a new tunnel, think about how much from Jersey to Manhattan, how many ways we got? Three, right?
From New Jersey to Manhattan?
We got the bridge, right? The
George Washington.
And then we got the two tunnels.
The two tunnels. And we also have the PATH train, the tunnel.
Oh, the I mean, yeah, it's a train, though.
That's the one that Trump just recently said, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, but he wants to add a tunnel because he said that we need a, we need that so we can transport from Boston all the way down to Washington, D.C. They can go through it quick.
Wild.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, if, you know, I don't know, just the way I'm thinking, you charge some kind of fee, constant fee coming through. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you charge the MTA, whatever. If it, if they put cars through, then it'll be a toll. But if they put the train through, then you charge the MTA. Hey, you got to pay X amount of dollars per year to maintain the tunnel and a little extra for the city. You know what I'm saying? Easy way to make money without charging anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But this guy's ideas of, it's just, again, he's just feeding what people want to hear. He's the young blood. You saw the commercial he did where he was turning, he made a whole thing about, you know, breaking news, you know, the first thing I'll do.
I know some of you have expressed concerns about my age. You're worried about a 33-year-old becoming mayor of New York City. And I want you to know I hear you. That's why this weekend I'll be making a change. I'm turning 34. And I'm committing that for every single day from here on out, I will grow older. It's not something I ever wanted to do. But I know it matters to you, so I am. Get that out of here.
And I'm going to qualify. It was like so corny and so like... And
you ever saw the video of him talking Spanish?
No. Interesting.
Pretty good Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, well, nice. Okay. He probably did a few takes, but still.
I'm
like,
oh, just... Pretty good. Are you shocked that New Yorkers are going this route?
No, no. I think the one that shocked me was AOC. But now that we have AOC, I can see why they're going to keep going that way.
Oh, okay.
They like to hear that. Because AOC is of the same
breed.
Party, yeah.
Yeah.
It's her, it's Bernie, and now it's this guy. They have a little group they got going on now. You know nice. What I'm saying? So AOC really was like, oh, wow, a freaking Democratic Socialist really got it. Of New York, like, whatever. But now that she's been out for a while, people love her. You know, I can see my Donnie. He doesn't surprise me that he's there.
Yeah,
I was surprised that he even ran as a Democrat at all. I thought he was going to do his own thing.
Mandani.
Yeah, I'm going to run this lane. Join me over here. Forget about these old school parties. Come on, do this over here. But you're not going to get no
vote. Would you bet against Mandani at this point?
No, they should have just gave him the freaking mayor right there on the spot after the debate. All right, guys, beautiful debate.
What did you think of the moderators?
I thought they were fine. You got to interrupt sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
The one thing I say is that
I thought it was whack. I'm going to have to agree with PBD Podcast. And I was influenced by doing this episode.
I haven't heard of it.
By hearing that. So maybe I'm biased because I'm like, oh, you know what? That is true. You know what I mean? Like 30 seconds to answer a question that you're going to circle back to.
Well, that's just the way of debate. That's why debates.
You give it. Listen, it was a 2 hour.
But that's why you don't do debates. Debates don't make no sense anymore. What you could do is, you as your whatever agent, what is it, NBC?
Right? NBC, yeah.
NBC goes, all right, we're going to interview each one of you guys for an hour. And these are the questions we're going to ask you.
Yeah.
That way you can really explain.
Get it out. Hash it out. Get it out of your system.
Or maybe do that and then, okay, now we're going to do the debate. So that, because everybody wants a stupid debate. But like, have them really break down what they want to do and how they're going to do it. Because there was a point they were asking Mandani, how are you going to get the money for this? He's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, hold on. How are you going to get the money?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, they should have cashed out, given like the three major topics, give the person, you know, 5-10 minutes.
Oh, but that's each. That's like a theological debate they do that with. You ever seen the Christian debates? They do that?
I just feel like 30 seconds to answer a dumbass freaking in-depth question that's going to require way more than 30 seconds to cover is just, it's a waste of time. And then you end up circling back. And of course, they're going to keep repeating themselves. How many times did they repeat themselves in their little headliners that they had prepared? It's like, get your headliners out of your system. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not...
Get that out of your system.
That's not the moderator's fault. That's just the structure.
Format of the...
That's all it is. If you don't like that, then still, you had nothing to do with the moderators. It's just the structure you got. Old school. Nobody likes that crap.
Did you feel... This is before I watch anybody else's interpretation of the debates. I kind of felt like they... I was trying to see, does the moderators, is there a bias? Are they helping one candidate over the other? Are they fact-checking one over the other or more?
Well, I didn't look at it. I pressed play and I listened to it. So I have no idea what's going on the screen. If they did they pop up like corrections?
No, no, no. When I saw it was live, so no, there were no, there were no corrections. It was just, they were them. You know, they were interrupted. Like, well, you did say this, and well, you did this. This is what you were backing back then. Are you saying you don't back it anymore? So I was trying to look. Well, but out
that's
for that.
Easy against Cuomo, because he has a history.
Right.
Madani has no history, so like they have nothing against
him. Yeah, but he said the thing about defunding the police. He said,
yeah, but he's like, I apologize for that. They're like, oh, okay.
Okay, squashed it.
I guess. The only thing we got for you. What are you going to say? Oh, no, you didn't mean that apology. What are you going to say to that?
You know what I'm saying? Sorry again?
Yeah, like, what are you going to say? You're like, all right, well, that's, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
There's not much you can say. But if you're like, oh, this is the sexual assault allegations.
This whole thing about his apartment.
So that apartment thing is weird to me, because I'm like, one, you think I'm giving that up?
No one is.
I don't care how much money you pay me. I'm definitely not giving that up. That's mine, bro. I own, that's mine, as well, my house. Yeah,
no one is.
I'm passing that to kids.
You know, you know.
Yeah. So of course he's not going to give that up. That's crazy. But on the other hand, if you're making the money, give it up for somebody else that's poor. If that's what you're about.
Nah.
But wait. Hold
well, okay, on. Okay. I hear that. But more, I'm going to take it a step further. If you're running for office at the New York City's top job, you fucked up. You should have gave that up. Even if you didn't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you were.
But what I'm saying is that's
faking your, like it's for charity.
That's your whole thing. To help poor people. And you're holding an apartment from them.
Yep.
You know you're not poor.
That's you know what I'm saying. Like,
it's, but also, I'm not giving that up.
Right. I get that. I'm not giving that up. But guess what? You're also not running for mayor.
Not yet. I'm coming for
the
it.
Whole
when I retire.
We're screwed.
I'm running for mayor when I me and Siwa. He's gonna be a freaking head in a jar.
Honestly, it would be nice to see what, you know, and then he couldn't say Mandani's name.
Yeah.
Which was great.
What he kept saying? He kept saying Zohan.
Zohan.
Zohan. You know what that is, right? Zohan. He's like, it's not Zohan.
And then Cuomo kept agreeing with Cuomo kept agreeing with, or I agree with this person. It's like they both took opportunities to say, I agree with the guy in the middle. Yeah, I agree with that guy in the middle, too. You know, it's like, because they're trying to get, they're both hoping that he, you know, taps out and endorses one or the other so they could get that pool.
Joe Sewell would never, he's not going. First and of all, even if he tapped out, he's not giving his
endorsement to either one. He's like, I don't even like
either one of you guys. Yeah, he's like, I'm against most of what you guys say.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
And more power to him for sticking his guns.
And then these
unlike
two,
Adams.
And these two guys, they don't even like each other. So they're not going to endorse. Even if one drops out, they're not going to endorse the other. So nobody's endorsing nobody here.
First of all, none of the other two guys are dropping out.
At this point, Cuomo, I wish Adams didn't drop out. I'd rather have Adams at this point.
Really?
For another few years, yeah.
That's a
just keep it. Keep Adam. We're fine.
We because know what
he's,
is.
He's waking up.
Yeah, he's getting
the first Adam.
That's a great point.
The first Adam term remind me of Trump's first term.
Yeah,
it's my first time here. Oh, you guys put politicians in. All right, let's do that. What game we play? All right, we're gonna play that game. We're gonna do, and then after the first term's over, you're like, your way is stupid, bro. You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. Right? When Trump came back, what he did? He didn't do the same thing he always did. He didn't hire politicians.
Nope.
He was like, all right, who got my back? You? All right, boom, you're in.
Yeah.
You? I don't care what you did a podcast. All right, yeah, you run the FBI. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
WWF? WWE?
Yeah, whatever. Hey, I'm in the Hall of Fame too. Sweet. Let's go. So he was putting his people in there. He's like, all right, now let's get this done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the director of the FBI doesn't investigate. That's not his job. He runs the organization.
Yeah. Again, going back to the
other people investigate.
Yeah. You just need to tell, hey, you do this.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Even that's a hard job. I'm not saying that's all you got to do, but it's a hard job. But still, you're not the investigator.
CEOs and directors, they lead leaders.
Yeah. They don't deliver the mail. The CEO.
They don't.
He hires the guy that does.
They
that.
Don't lead. They don't lead the employees. They lead the leaders.
Yeah. So I think Adams, the first term, he rocked with the Democrats. And he was like, he went through freaking COVID with them.
Right.
The immigration thing, everything that they wanted, he did it their way. And after a while, he's like, yo, you guys are killing New York City. Your policies are not working. I got to switch it up a little bit. So towards the end, he started waking up a little bit. And people hated that about him.
Yep.
They're like, oh, you work with the Democrats. It's like,
Uncle Tom.
This is America. We're supposed to work with each other here.
Yeah. He definitely got better. And I agree with you. If Adam had stayed in there, I would have kept
I feel like he would have been the better option.
I think that
because he got a taste of both sides, and he's like, okay, now I know how things are done around
here. Yeah, now I see what is.
And sometimes, even though they're my team, sometimes they're wrong, and I got to work with these guys because in this particular area, their idea is better. So we'll go with
perception is what's being sold, but this is what people are really buying.
Yeah,
you know, this is reality. I agree. If Adams would have stayed in, do you think Adams endorses last minute one of the three?
He should. I don't think he will. Because no matter who he endorses,
I think he's sour.
Yeah, I don't think
he's sour about the whole thing.
Because let's say he endorses Cuomo,
he won't. Right?
Which is probably the closest one that he
right
probably
from
would.
His camp.
But they have beef.
Yeah,
they probably not. He's gonna put his back behind Siwa, which is a Republican. He's not gonna do that because then they're gonna be like, "I told you, he was Uncle Tom."
Exactly. Yep.
And he's definitely not doing Mondani because he got a taste of that during COVID and the freaking thing. So he's like, "I know what his policies do.
I know exactly who his camp
so
is."
I'm definitely yeah. So he got no options. He's just like, yeah, "I'm just gonna ride onto the sunset.
Let my followers do what they. I'm just gonna God given choice.
Hire my mistress. Maybe give her money up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Get
you
another apartment." That? No.
Yeah, he had a mistress and he gave her a good job in the city, you know, $160,000 a year.
See, he seems like that type too.
Yeah, but
he seems like
he hired his cousin or something like that the first year.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, stop. We'll do the same thing, okay? Let's be real. When you get a job, don't you want to put your family on?
So where are you putting me?
I don't know. Director of freaking Culo Cagao.
Give me the DOT, nigga.
Yeah, give me the
give
DOT.
Give me the DOT.
Yeah. I'll take the DOT. He has a CDL. That's good enough.
Give me the DOT. I am getting rid of all this bullcrap that they designed.
But like when people talk crap about people that do them, like when you get a job, you always tell your people, yo, you should work where I work. It's good.
Yeah.
And if you were a hiring.
Who refers a stranger?
Yeah. And if you were the hiring manager, like, yo, act like you don't know me. Right? Yeah, yeah. Act like you don't know me.
And then we chill afterwards. We become friends.
Exactly. So if you do that, you're mad at somebody else for doing that, of course they're gonna do that.
That's so true.
That's human nature. That's you got a tribe and you wanna help your tribe out. You know?
That's so true.
So I don't hate on people doing stuff like that. When Trump is like, I'm gonna hire my son to do this, I'm like, man, I would do the same thing. Why wouldn't you hire your son to do something?
Right, because if it's a matter is that a DEI? Is that a form of a DEI?
No, because it's your people.
They're not qualified.
Yeah, but still, but you're hooking them up. You're like, I know you. I'm gonna walk you through.
You're loyal to me, and I'm loyal to you.
Not just loyalty, but like I'll train you. I'll show you how it's done. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not hiring you.
So the job isn't really based on qualifications.
Not at all. Not at all. Has nothing to do with qualifications, bro. Can you write and read? I got you, bro. Get in there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like. Because DEI is more like, all right, who's qualified, and I'm going to choose a person of color to fill a quota. He's like, I don't even care if you're qualified, bro. Just come. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Again, if I was a CEO, I'm hooking people up. You know what I mean?
That's wild.
Yeah, and if you don't, you don't know how to do the job, you're going to learn. You'll learn.
But that's not true for every job.
You know, it's actually probably better that you learn another job because then you don't come in with different thoughts of how, back in the day, we used to do it over here. It's like, nah, you're learning fresh, and this is how you do it. And we're going to keep the ball rolling in that direction.
Yeah, but that can't be true for every job.
Well, if you're if you're the president.
If you're the leader of that. You
have so many people around you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You like, hey, you bring your son into the office. All right, we'll run DOT. All right, my son's going to run DOT here. Then you tell all his subordinates, look, you got to teach him. Okay? Show him how things are done.
Oh, that's so unfair.
Tell him why things are done a certain way so he can get, he can start building an idea of why things are done a certain way. And if you do a good job, I'll hook you up when he leaves.
He's not leaving until I leave, but okay. Yeah,
and also,
you don't need to know that.
You'll have that job for like a week before the next guy bring his son in here. So, but I'll hook you up for that week.
Yeah, we'll pretend.
Yeah,
that's
what they did in sanitation.
With that lady, right?
They had the who they had before. Oh, they had Garcia. She wanted to run for mayor. Oh no, she ran for governor. So she left sanitation. Then sanitation, I don't know who it was. I think it was Adams. He told sanitation, find a guy. So sanitation was like, all right, who's the most qualified chief? We got him. Boom, now you're commissioner. Everybody loved this guy. He used to come to the training facility and talk to everybody, all the new guys. That was like his thing. He would every time he did the training, he would talk to everybody.
That's actually good.
Yeah. He was there for like, 2 months.
Done.
And then they put Tish in there and they kicked him out. And everybody was like, what? He was the best guy. He knew the job in and out. He threw garbage in the truck. That was his job for a few years. He knows the whole job. And they took him out because they wanted to put this rich lady in there because she has ambitions to work in government further up. So where she's at now? She's working. She's the commissioner of the NYPD right now.
Moving on up.
She's moving on up. You know what I'm saying? So she's doing her thing. She's
yeah.
like, I'm working my way up this ladder.
Have we ever had a female mayor?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so yeah. either. That's her.
If
that's her.
I'm thinking the city still has a functioning transit system, a functioning garbage system, a functioning police department. Even though how messed up it is, it's still functioning.
Yeah, it still works.
So I don't think we ever had a woman, because otherwise it wouldn't be functioning.
All right, we're going to go. Thank you for joining the show. The 311 question.
That was a funny one. If they would have asked me that, I would have just started laughing. As soon as they got to that, come on, I'll stop. Next question,
please. And Zoran felt like he was the man because he got one of those what, noise complaints?
I would have easily guessed the rats.
It wasn't.
But it wasn't, yeah. I would have been
like, noise complaints and parking.
I could see parking being one of them. Yeah, I could see potholes make sense to me.
Potholes.
Because you complain all the time. For like, oh, crap, let me call them. Especially if it's by your house.
But noise complaints and parking?
Noise complaints almost doesn't make sense, because you would call... I would call the police station. Not 911, but like dial the police station.
For noise complaint.
For noise complaint. I'm not going to call 311. But like, hey, look, you know, can you guys maybe just swing through with your lights on real
quick? Right, because you're thinking 311 is going to call the cops to send somebody to shut them up.
Yeah, exactly. So I might as well just cut the line. You could Google the police station and just call them.
Right, the local priest.
Yeah, be like, hey, can you guys just swing by with your lights on real quick? Hopefully, you know, it's really loud out here. Quick. And then they'll take 5 hours to show up.
For real.
You know? Because it's not important. They're like, oh, we got murders.
Right, but 5 hours versus going through the 311, which would be 10 hours.
Tomorrow. Yeah, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Just cut the middleman.
That's why I say if you have a gun, you just shoot up in the air a few times and then everybody be quiet.
Oh,
yeah. The rent stays low,
too. Have you noticed all the signs of getting your... license to carry? What is it?
Concealed? Really? No.
It's all over.
Show me where.
There's one. If you go up this block, there's like, you know how people put their little political
signs?
Post signs that says license to carry, call for, you know, help in your application.
Oh, look at that.
You keep going. There's like four more when you get to the highway. And I'm like,
maybe New York might get safer. Because that's what it takes.
Doubt
you know, there was, did they talk about it there? No, it was something else I was listening to. In the 70s, The train was crazy. People getting robbed, mugged, stabbed, crazy. One guy got mugged, I think maybe twice. Bernard Getz, I think his name was, if I remember correctly. So he was like, enough is enough. He bought a revolver and he kept it on him. The next time he went to get robbed, he pulled out the revolver and shot four guys. I think he killed like two of them. And they arrested him. And everybody in New York City was like, set him free. Set him free. He's self-defense. He did what we all wanted to do. He just had the balls to do it. And I think he did like a year or something like that. They let him go. Because they were like, yeah. Nobody wants him in jail. Just let him go. But the trains became safer.
After that. Because everybody was like, fuck. Now they're all going to follow
now
him.
They're gonna yeah.
Now he became the martyr.
He's the freaking, the first school shooter, whatever. Right?
Wow.
You know how people copy?
Copycats.
So they're like, oh, snap. They got to start doing that. So let's just keep it on the low. Yep. Either that or the guardian angel with the beret started showing up and everybody's like, chill. Chill, yo. The berets are here. Take it easy.
That was kind of like a good move. Not for nothing.
What? The guardian angels?
Yeah.
Guardian angels? That's the motorcycle guy.
That's the motorcycle guy.
Is it? Hell's angels. It is Guardian Angels. You're right.
It is the Guardians.
The Guardians, yeah.
With the what a great move. You would think that by that alone, it would be enough to like put this guy on the map. But he's on the wrong side of the team. He's on the Republican side.
And nobody in New York City is willing
to
do it.
No one's willing to do it.
But maybe after Mandani or Zohan, whatever you call it.
Nah.
Zoran. Look up Zoran.
Zohan.
So I think maybe after him, people will be like, maybe let's give the other guys a little chance. So maybe they can fix some things here.
Nope. But I think that the city's set in its ways.
Yeah, it's rough.
I think that the closest this city ever got to being blue was Trump.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get one in our lifetime.
I think what
I'll flip.
What we're going to do is we're going to leave you here and we're going to ask people, who are you going to vote for? Even though it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and
who are you going to vote for?
Our numbers are not going to show anything other than, you know, what if we had listeners,
yeah.
Who would you guys vote for? Because, again, the perception is that it's going to be Zoran Mandani.
Yeah. Again, after the debate was over, they should have just walked up to him with the paper, like, sign right here, Mr. Mayor.
And sworn him in right then and there.
Sworn him in. One hand up. Put your one hand on the Quran. You're officially the first Muslim mayor of New York City.
Yeah, I don't. I hear that argument a lot. That, you know, oh, let him, you know, let him. You guys are gonna learn today, and it's like, no, we would have learned a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that was the case, we would have gotten it a long time ago.
Yeah, the only person that learned was Adams. He learned,
and that's crazy. And you would think that that would be a template for the rest of us to get our shit together and wake the fuck up.
And instead, what happened? Everybody turned their back on him.
Hard, and
because he's a flip flopper. He's a, you know.
He's a, yeah, he could be bought.
People hate people changing their minds.
Yeah.
Or learning new information. And people hate that crap.
Stick to your guns.
It's like, that's.
It's almost like a snitch move.
And yeah, like, it feels like a snitch move. But honestly, that's the most honest position. You get new information, you change the way you do things.
Honestly, but maybe that's because we're older, we're seeing things differently, but I could see myself, you know, young and dumb, thinking the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unfortunate because...
Especially if you're stuck in your team.
Yes, you're hard body. And my pride doesn't allow me to leave.
Yeah.
I'm too and then prideful.
We don't have a term, or better said, they don't use a term to say... This guy changed his thought and now he's moving this direction. The term is always a bad thing. It's always an Uncle Tom, or it's always like a degenerate term. It's never like a good term.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no word. I can't think of a word that somebody that changed their mind because of a better
growth.
Switch teams. Yeah, but you can use growth. I guess you can use growth.
Growth.
But that sounds like, that even sounds bad. If you're like, oh, I was a Democrat, but then I grew up. Well, I grew in my ways and now I'm in the middle. The Democrats are going to be like, oh, so we're worse? And the Republicans are like, yeah, see, we told you we're the adults in the room here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no real way to say, hey, I changed my mind. I transitioned. You know?
You're transitioning.
Well, you know, it's legal. It's my right.
That's good that we leave it here also, because it also reminds me of I've been listening to... On the what we just talked about, changing your perspective, or at least entertaining the other side, like really doing it. I've been like on TV, like when I turn it on and I'm doing my regular degulas, I'm listening to CNN, I'm listening to MSNBC, and I'm just it is challenging because it's just like, I'm not buying this, I'm not buying it. And again, I wasn't there, I don't physically know if this person did that or if this is the actual situation, but I'm just not buying the narrative because it just seems so. Play show after show is the same line.
Yeah.
AOC and Bernie Sanders, they were on a town hall whatever thing the other night on CNN
and nobody watched it.
I definitely did.
I know nobody that talked about it.
Interesting, because I definitely didn't, and it was just like, it just felt like gaslighting to the max. And I'm just like, am I only seeing this because I'm biased, I'm in the middle, I'm not part of a party? But I'm like, bro, it's just played out lines.
But they feel that about the other side.
Right. So when you go back to the other channel.
We're talking about the hard rock and the reggaeton. They listen to our music. We listen to them. Like, it sounds the same. That's the way the parties are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you got to find them. But that's okay. But you just got to acknowledge it. Like, oh, yeah. I see that. It feels played out to me. I totally get it. You probably think I'm played out. But let's talk about what we're doing here. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk. What do we agree on? Rent's too high. We can agree on that. How do we fix it?
Yeah.
Let's negotiate here. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get everything you want. I'm not going to get everything I want. But maybe we can work in the middle. And let's make it work.
It sucks. Yeah. Who would you vote for? You know, is there such thing as one of the lesser evils in this scenario when it comes to this mayoral race?
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like, as crazy as it may seem, the one that's lesser of two evils... El viejito. I'm not intimidated or scared by him running the show.
No.
I don't feel like he would be racist. Is that weird?
No, because the Guardian, if you look at videos of the Guardians and Angels, they're all Hispanics.
Oh, yeah, word. Hard body.
Yeah, that's all.
So it, to me, I'm not scared of him. He's like a cat lady. Yeah.
He's definitely hard on crime, though.
He doesn't care.
He's I don't care what color your skin. If you commit a crime, you're going to jail. And if more black and Latinos go to jail because of that, it's probably because they committed more crimes.
It has nothing to do with the skin. If the shoe fits.
Yeah.
But right, I mean, Right. So Zoran is about making buses free.
Yeah.
Cuomo, this is my opinion, Cuomo's about trying to be president again, trying to climb up the political ladder because he failed.
Yeah.
That's all Cuomo is for me. Cuomo's like, he's trying to do the let me start it from the bottom and work my way back up here. This is just a little ladder, a little step for him to get back into the scene. So F him, in my opinion, because that's the vibe I get off of him. And Slee was the only one that's the lesser of two evils that really...
Well, Slee was feels like...
Slee was about, I want to make the city more safer. He said because if you make it more safer, people are going to want to come. That's going to bring more money.
Yeah. I think Slee was like, I just want to be mayor. That's it.
Hard. Like,
I don't want to be president. I don't want to be... I just want to be the mayor.
Just want to be the mayor.
Give me that and I'll retire. I'm done. I did what I can. That's it. I'm done. I don't think he has ambitions for anything bigger than that.
That's true.
He says, I just want to be the mayor. I've been in and out of the city so much. I want to be in charge of this.
I'm dying here. This is where I live. This is my spot. This is my home. Let me get this top job. I will do the best I can. Unfortunately, we're going to get Zoran.
A Muslim. Just like we did in the White House when Obama was there. A Muslim. They're taking over the country. Mike, you are right. They're taking over the country.
Damn, don't give him praise. That's the last person we want to give him praise.
I'm going to cut this clip and send it to him.
Yo, send in your comments. Who are you voting for? Why? Why do you think that's the best person? And let's do a little prediction game. What do you think is going to be the end result?
I'll put a poll up on everything I can put a poll on.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. You think this person is going to be running it one time, two times? I kind of figured Adam was going to be a one-timer.
Yeah.
So let's see, because he's not white. We'll see where it goes from there. We out. Peace.
Peace.